Hi, everybody. Welcome to day 15 of 40 Days in the Word devotionals. Today, we're going to look at James chapter 1. So grab a Bible and turn to James chapter 1, verses 22 to 25. By the way, our memory verse for this week is verse 22. Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says. Now, I've asked my good friend, Pastor Dino Rizzo, who is the pastor of Healing Place Church in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, to share with us today. Dino's the author of Servolution, Starting a Church Revolution Through Serving. And I know you're going to enjoy this devotional. Take it away, Dino.
Hey, I'm Pastor Dino Rizzo here in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, Healing Place Church. Come on, all the way down here in Cajun country. And I just want you to know how excited I am to be a part of 40 Days in the Word campaign. Boy, we're just thrilled about that. Just love all that is going on and know that God is going to bless your life also. Hey, I want to dive right into the Word. I want to dive right into this idea of applying the Word and bringing application of the Word of God in your own life, in your own heart. And I want to read a scripture to you out of James chapter 1, verse 22 through 25. And it's an incredible scripture that many of you know, but I believe hopefully the Holy Spirit is going to help us for a few moments to take it into our heart so it can bring change in our life and be a blessing to those around us. And then you and I live that blessed life of living in the Word, especially these 40 days in the Word campaign. That's going to affect the rest of our life and the people that we care about. James chapter 1, verse 22 through 25 says, do not merely listen to the Word of God, so deceive yourselves. So do what it says. Anyone who listens to the Word but does not do what it says is like a man who looks at his face in a mirror. I love this illustration. And after looking at himself, goes away and immediately forgets what he looks like. Then verse 25 says this, but the man who looks intently into the perfect law that gives freedom and continues to do this, not forgetting what he has heard, but doing it, he will be blessed in what he does. I want you to think about that. He will be blessed in what he does. I believe every single one of you, you want to live a blessed life. And James tells us that the way that we live a blessed life, how we're a blessing to other people, and how we care for the poor, and how we notice those around us, and how we live a life of freedom, is when we hear the Word of God, when we listen to the Word of God, and then we don't forget the Word of God. So often we can hear something and then we forget it. We can see something and then we forget it. And that's what James is talking about. You think about it, everybody loves a mirror. I know I enjoy looking at the mirror. Why? Because we love ourselves. We like ourselves. And you look at the mirror and you notice things about you. You see things that maybe you didn't see before. You correct things. You change things. A mirror helps you know what to fix. A mirror will help you know what to adjust. It'll show you, hey, that needs to be altered, or maybe, you know, things aren't looking kind of, you know, look a little crazy, especially when you got a big old face like mine. I mean, you got to work on it a little bit. Can you imagine looking in the mirror and noticing maybe as you were making notes or you were signing something, you put a blotch of ink on your face? Could you imagine seeing a big blotch of ink right there on your face, seeing it and then not doing anything about it, or noticing it, or looking at it, but then forgetting about it, walking away, going into a meeting, going to the grocery store? Could you imagine picking up your kids, and then your kids are horrified because a mom has a big ink blotch beside her head? You would never be able to go to school again. I'm telling you right now, you would embarrass them for eternity as it relates to their education. So what happens? We see something like that. The idea is that when you see something, then you want to fix it. You want to correct it. I know sometimes I don't shave enough. I'm getting old. I don't shave enough. Sometimes I look and say, wow, I need to shave like today. I need to shave. Could you imagine only shaving half of your face and then going out in public? They think you're crazy. They're going to lock you up. But that's what James is saying. We see something and then we go away and we forget it. That's like the person who reads the Word of God, who listens to a devotional or goes to church or sits and hears a sermon or reads a scripture, and then they forget it. They don't take it with them throughout the day. It doesn't alter their life. It doesn't change the way they treat people. It doesn't rearrange how we speak to people. That is what James is saying. A mirror helps you. That's what the Word of God does. It's like a mirror that shows us how to live, what changes we need to make. It shows us the beliefs that need to be altered, what incorrect attitudes We need to shave from our life. We need to wipe away from our life. What thoughts that need to be cleaned off? See, in this year, there's going to be opportunities for you to hear the Word of God, to read the Word of God, to listen to the Word of God. But I believe that many of you, you're deciding, and you already have decided, to let the Word of God correct something, to let the Word of God change something, to let the Word of God shave something off that hurt, that wound, that offense, that strife, to let the Word of God, to let the words of Jesus just clean up that past hurt, clean up that sin, clean up that unforgiveness, clean up that pain, that rejection. That's what the Word is saying, that we act on the Word of God. That's what it means to remember, to be a doer of the Word of God. That means we act on the Word of God. That's the difference between a hearer and a doer. A hearer hears it, doesn't respond to it, doesn't apply it. But to be able to live a life in the Word in this 40 days of campaign for the Word of God is then we respond to the Word of God. We let it adjust our life. We just don't want to hear the Word. We want to receive it, and then we want to believe it for our life. I love how James uses that example of a mirror, because I believe that's exactly what God wants us to do. God wants us to see ourselves in the Word of God. God wants us to see our marriage in the Word of God. You know what? God wants us to see how we raise our children in the Word of God. I know I have two teenagers right now, another one getting ready to be a teenager. I have three teenagers at one time. Do you know the only way I feel like I'm going to be able to help them is by looking in the mirror of the Word of God and then taking what I read here in the book of Proverbs, learning about family, and then applying that, bringing that application when there's that moment, when there's that intense, when there's that conversation, when there's that pain or that hurt, or when they may disappoint me, or maybe when they're walking through something. I take the Word of God, I read it, I look at it, and then I remember how to communicate. I remember how to care. It alters my day. It changes my day. That's the Word of God. That's what James is saying to us in this idea of the mirror. You know, I'm praying that every person that goes by a mirror will remember that the Word of God is like a mirror. Why? Because we look at a mirror a lot. Have you ever walked by somewhere and you saw a mirror, just kind of stopped, kind of backed up a little bit, just kind of checked it out, just okay, everything looking good? Or maybe if you're in a store and you see a big full body mirror, boy, those ones are kind of scary. And you just stop, you don't want anybody looking at you, but you're checking it out just to make sure, hey, shirt's okay, hair's okay, I'm ready to go. Maybe you're going out on a date. Maybe you're getting ready to meet somebody special. Well, you want to look at the mirror. And if you see a hair all hanging down your face or your ears, you know, nicked from shaving, you're going to correct that. You want to look your best. I'm praying that you will be your best. You will look your best. You will serve your best. You will love your best this year. All because we're diving in to the Word of God. It creates freedom and it creates blessing in our life. The secret to a blessed life is simply applying the Word of God, the Word of God to our life. The words given by the giver of life, the creator of our soul, the precious Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, changes our world. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for every person that's a part of this campaign to fall in love and be more devoted to the Word of God. I believe as we devote ourselves to the Word of God, as we learn it, as we chew on it, we take it in our heart, plot, when there's those moments that we can. I believe it's going to create a blessed life, a forgiven life, a life that makes a difference. Because we live in a world today, Father, that needs Jesus, that needs the cause of Christ. It happens when we give ourselves to the Word of God. Lord, we love you so much. Bless every person today who's a part of this in a big way. In Jesus' name, amen. Hey, thanks a lot.